Walk through the halls of any courthouse, like this one in Hunt County, and you will immediately recognize the presence of security guards and police officers. But you might not realize there are other law enforcement officials in the building as well. County constables work here too, when they're not patrolling streets or serving civil process papers or even standing in for sheriff's deputies. But many people don't recognize constables, much less understand the job.
The big question that I get is, what does a constable do?
This is Carlos Lopez. He's the constable of Precinct 5 in Travis County near Austin and president of the Justices of the Peace and Constables Association of Texas. The big picture answer to that question he so often asked is disarmingly simple.
The constables are the law enforcement arm for the courts.
The disarming part is that constables are bound by the Texas Constitution to provide bailiffs for the Justice of the Peace courts. But that's the only thing that they must do. Lopez says the reality of the job is, in a word, varied.
Since they are peace officers, they can provide any kind of public safety duties as necessary or as reasonable, depending on the resources that they have at their disposal.
Those resources and the size of a constable's office can vary as much as the job itself. Harris County, home to Houston, has the largest such operation in the state. Precincts 4 and 5 have a combined 300 deputies. And
they have everything as far as anything that pertains to law enforcement in the constable's office there. Mark units, they have SWAT, they have the whole nine yards.
In northeast Texas, far removed from the urban metropolis, the constable's office is a decidedly more modest affair. Most rural counties have one part-time constable per precinct. Usually there are no deputies, and constables need to use their own vehicles and even pay to dry clean their own uniforms. The job in counties like Fannin or Wood can be heavy on paperwork and light on SWAT raids. But Stephen Bowser, constable in Wood County's first precinct, says the job is never the same day twice.
I back up the sheriff's department, police department, hunting for people that are lost. During the tornado we had at Lake Hawkins, I was out spotting the storm and going in and doing search and rescue. You're not confined by anything so specific that it stops you from doing what's necessary at the time.
And of course, being a constable can get dangerous, especially when you go to someone's house to serve court papers or even evict them.
When you go out to someone's house, you've got to be alert.
This is Bob Clemens, Fannin County's Precinct 2 constable for the past 16 years. Clemens says he's backed up the county sheriff's office as an extra deputy, served papers, raided drug houses, and even helped the FBI with warrant arrests. But it's not always people who pose risks.
Probably dogs are the worst thing I come up against. I always carry my pepper spray with me whenever I go out and serve papers out of the country.
Clemens insists the pepper spray doesn't hurt dogs and that he wouldn't want to hurt one anyway. In fact, county constables can be among a dog's best friends. In mid-January, a raid by the SPCA and the Hunt County Precinct 1 Constable's Office rescued dozens of animals, including dogs and some chickens. Mara Davies, Vice President of Communications at the SPCA of Texas in Dallas, says Constable Terry Jones's presence was essential to the operation.
A constable's office everywhere helps out, but the Hunt County Constable helps so much for animals in distress. They're right there to, first of all, see what happens to animals firsthand. Oftentimes, they're getting that first call from someone saying, hey, I think an animal's in trouble.
Reporting for KETR News, I'm Scott Morgan.